The Stafford student loan rate will double from 3.4 to 6.8% without congressional action. Vermont Student Assistance Corporation President and CEO Don Vickers explains that about 4 years ago, Congress passed a bill to lower the rate on student loans over those 4 years.
However, as part of the budget process, the bill only provided enough money to cover those costs for 4 years. And now we are coming into the fifth year. And so the way the law reads is if Congress doesn't come up with the money to keep the rates down, and if Congress doesn't act by July 1st, the rate automatically goes up. So what you have is this is caught in all of the budget discussions about balancing the federal budget, about balancing the deficit, about spending more money in today's economy.
Vickers says VSAC's mission is to assure that Vermonters have the resources for education and training beyond high school, and increasing the Stafford loan rates would be an impediment to post-secondary education.
Debt financing is the major way in which students finance and parents finance a college education, and the interest rates of doubling on subsidized Stafford loans to almost 8% on PLUS loans by the federal government when they can borrow money at less than 2% on 10-year T-bills, we think is exorbitant.
Vermont Congressman Peter Welch is supporting the Student Loan Affordability Act, introduced by Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed and Connecticut Congressman Joe Courtney, which would freeze the Stafford loan rate at 3.4%. But Welch says Republicans are blocking action.
70% of our students are graduating with debt, on average $30,000. That's a real financial albatross that they have to bear. And it means they're not going to be able to start doing the things that young people start to do as they move into the adult working world. That'll have an adverse impact on the economy. I mean, we want our people to start out with a good education, not start out with a huge debt. We cannot justify doubling this interest rate.
The New York Public Interest Research Group is planning a statewide Student Loan Deflate My Rate Day on Thursday to call New York's congressional representatives about the interest rates. Project coordinator Kevin Stump.
The recent NYSUNY incremental tuition plan that increases tuition along with students paying an average of about $1,000 in textbook costs every year, it's just becoming increasingly less affordable and more expensive for students to even access college, let alone get a decent student loan rate. You know, we've already seen student loan debt hit $1 trillion and surpass national credit card debt. So with increasing tuition and increasing costs and increasing student loan interest rates, it's just going to spiral out of control. And this can be a national crisis on a mega scale that we need to avoid.
According to the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, the federal government made $39 billion profit from education loans last year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.